At the top of the staircase, there's a narrow corridor and partitioned offices, also lit by the emergency lights. I follow the sound of key clicks to Voss's office, the door of which is ajar. Potted cheese plants wilting in the artificial light, puke-brown anti-static carpet, ministry-issue desks. Nobody can accuse Q Division's brass of living high on the hog. Andy's sitting in front of Voss's laptop, tapping away with a strange expression on his face. "Oculus is in place," I report. "Found anything interesting?" Andy points at the screen. "We're in the wrong fucking town," he says mildly. I circle the desk and lean over his shoulder. "Oh, shit. You can say that again if you like." It's an email CC'd to Voss, sent over our intranet to a Mike McLuhan. Subject, meeting. Sender, Harriet. Oh, shit. Twice over. Something stinks. "Hey, I was supposed to be in a meeting with her today," I say.
"A meeting?"
Andy looks up, worried.
"Yeah. Bridget got a hair up her ass about running a BSA-authorized software audit on the office, the usual sort of make-work. Don't know that it's got anything to do with this, though."
"A software audit? Didn't you know licensing and compliance handles that on a blanket department-wide basis? We were updated on it about a year ago."
"We were..." I sit down heavily on the cheap plastic visitor's chair.
What are the chances this McLuhan guy put the idea into Harriet's mind in the first place? What are the chances it isn't connected?
"McLuhan, the medium is the message. Scorpion stare. Why do I have a bad feeling about this?"
Andy sends me a worried look. "Another possibility, boss man. What if it's an internal power play? The software audit's a cover, purloined letter style, hiding something fishy in plain sight when nobody will look at it twice until it's too late."
"Nonsense. Bridget's not clever enough to blow a project wide open just to discredit..."
His eyes go wide. "Are you sure of that? I mean, really and truly sure? Bet your life sure?"
"But the body count..."
He's shaking his head in disbelief.
"So it was all a prank and it was meant to begin and end with Daisy, but it got a bit out of control, didn't it? These things happen. You told me the town police camera network's capable of end-to-end tracking and zone handoff, didn't you? My guess is someone in this office, Voss maybe, followed me to the car pound and realized we'd found the vehicle McLuhan used to boost Daisy. Stupid wankers, if they'd used one of their own motors, we'd not be any the wiser, but they tried to use a stolen one as a cutout. So they panicked and dumped Scorpion Stare into the pound, and it didn't work. So they panicked some more, and McLuhan panicked even more. Bet you he's the go-between, or even the guy behind it. What is he, senior esoteric officer? Deputy site manager? He's in London, so he planted the crazy blackmail threat, then brought down the hammer on his own co-workers. Bet you he's a smart sociopath, the kind that does well in mid-level management, all fur coat and no knickers, and willing to shed blood without a second thought if it's to defend his position.
"Damn," Andy says mildly as he stands up. "Okay, so, internal politics, stupid bloody prank organized to show up Angleton. They use idiots to run it, so your cop finds the trail. Then the lunatic in chief cuts loose and starts killing people. Is that your story?"
"Yep." I nod like my neck's a spring.
"And right now, they're back at the laundry doing who the fuck knows what.
We've got to get McLuhan nailed down fast, before he decides the best way to cover his tracks is to take out head office. And us."
He smiles reassuringly.
"It'll be okay. Angleton's on his way in. You haven't seen him in action before, have you?"
Picture a light industrial office estate in the middle of any town, with four cherry red fire pumps drawn up, men in hazmat gear combing the brush, a couple of police cars with flashing light bars drawn up across the road leading into the cul-de-sac to deter casual rubberneckers. Troops disguised as firemen are systematically shooting out every one of the security cameras on the estate with their silenced carbines. Others, wearing police or fire service uniforms, are taking up stations in front of every building, occupied or otherwise, to keep the people inside out of trouble. "Just another day at the office, folks. Nothing to see here. Walk on by." Well, maybe not. Here comes a honking great helicopter.
the twin squirrel from the Mets ASU that I was in the other night, only it looks a lot bigger and scarier when seen from a couple hundred feet in full daylight as it settles in on the car park, leaves and debris blowing out from under the thundering rotors.